Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Join late night legend Jon Stewart and the best news team for today's biggest headlines, exclusive extended interviews, and more. Now this is a second term we can all get behind. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
From UFOs to ghosts and government cover-ups, history is riddled with unexplained events. You can turn back now or learn the stuff they don't want you to know.
Hello, welcome back to the show. My name is Matt.
And I'm Ben.
And right off the bat, by the way, it's stuff they don't want you to know. You know that. You clicked on the thing. You're listening to it.
Some people have it on shuffle. You know what I mean? You might
be really?
On a road trip or, yeah.
Well, guess what? This is stuff they don't want you to know. And right off the bat today, we're going to talk about a thing that I got wrong. Something that I don't know why I got it wrong, but I was just thinking.
I think I got it wrong.
No, I don't know that you did. I think it was me because I just started rambling about it. Anyway, we're talking about AD and BC and I said, I did the old thing that I guess I learned somehow in church. I don't know where I learned it, but the whole before Christ, after death thing.
Oh, yeah.
And that's not at all what it is.
Oh, okay. Yeah. We know this. We heard your emails and tweets and responses, and a lot of people were really courteous about this. I think we just misspoke because it's something that we both knew. And when we're doing a casual conversation playing with live fire, some things can slip through, but Matt, go ahead and let us know what it stands for.
Well, it means Anno Domini, which is actually the year of our Lord, AD, mm-hmm. when you use AD. So my bad.
You know, Matt, honestly, I thought we would get a lot more listener mail from people who were angry at us because we were exploring the history of the Bible.
Yes, even for having that conversation. But it didn't turn out that way, at least not yet. Maybe in a year after it's been floating around, we'll get some of that mail.
Yeah. But thank you guys so much for listening. And today we would like to start the podcast with a story.
In 1972, an employee at a French nuclear fuel processing plant noticed something weird about the uranium ore he was working on. All natural uranium contains three forms with different atomic masses. There's U-238, U-234, and U-235. Now, the last one is the most desirable because this is the one that you can use to sustain a nuclear reaction. And typically, U-235 makes up only about 0.72% of the ore. But the sample this guy was looking at, it had 0.717. Now, it's a small amount, a small difference, but this guy freaked out because there's only one way that that can happen, and that's through
a nuclear reaction. So, this poor guy, of course, he, as you said, he freaks out. He lets the scientists know, you know, hey, where's this ore from? What's going on? Because I think they have nuclear power somewhere. And the scientists trace this sample back to a place called the Oklo Uranium Deposit in the highlands of Gabon. Ore from part of the mine was way, way shorter of uranium-235 than it should have been. As an article in Scientific American pointed out, there were about 200 kilograms missing. And that is important because, by way of measurement, that is enough to make about a dozen nuclear bombs.
Wow.
Yeah.
So what the F is going on here, Ben?
Yeah, that's what,
that's the question.
Yeah, right, right. Well, the answer comes from a much earlier prediction, and they found it as they were digging around. In, this happened in 1972, right? They find the weird uranium. Mm-hmm. In 1953, these two guys, George Weatherhill and co-author Mark Ingram, argued that some uranium deposits might have once been natural versions of nuclear reactors.
That's crazy. So what they postulate is that somehow a stray neutron caused this U-235 to split, and then it gave off more neutrons, and it caused this chain reaction.
Yeah, that last part is from a scientist named Paul Kuroda at the University of Arkansas. There are a couple of conditions, he said, for this to occur. The deposit has to be at least longer than 2/3 of a meter, which would be the length that the neutron would travel.
The second thing you need is enough U-235. Today, most of the concentrated deposits can't become reactors because the U-235 is just too low. The concentration's too low. And today, it's less than 1% in a deposit. But 2 billion years ago, it could have been around 3%.
Right. And next, you'll need a neutron moderator of some sort, something that can slow the neutrons given off when a nucleus splits and make them more likely to hit and split other atoms.
And the last thing is you have to have no substantial amount of boron, lithium, or any other substances that would absorb the atoms and halt the reaction.
So this sounds like a lot of stuff to have happen by chance, right?
Yes.
It turns out this all actually did just happen, as far as we can tell, in Gabon about 2 billion years ago, and not just once, but about 16 times.
So physicists around the world studied this evidence. They looked at these natural nuclear reactors, and they all came together to share their work on this, quote, Oklo phenomenon at a special 1975 conference in the capital of Gabon.
And the fossil reactor wasn't just known for uranium. I'd like to read a quote from Scientific American when they were trying to figure out how this could happen. Some of the neutrons released during the fission of uranium-235 were captured by the more abundant uranium-238. Which became uranium-239 and, after emitting two electrons, turned into plutonium-239. More than 2 tons of this plutonium isotope were generated within the Oklo deposit. And the quote goes on, sorry. Although almost all of this material, which has a 24,000-year half-life, has since disappeared, primarily, they think, through natural decay, some of the plutonium itself underwent fission, as attested by the presence of its characteristic fission products. The abundance of those lighter elements allowed scientists to deduce that fission reactions must have gone on for hundreds of thousands of years. So not only was this a natural nuclear reactor that just sort of happened, but it also just sort of happened for hundreds of thousands of years. From the amount of uranium, they think that it released about 15,000 megawatt years overall. So the average power output was a little disappointing.
Yeah, a little less than 100 kilowatts. But still, that's enough to run some toasters, maybe?
Yeah, and 2 billion years ago, toast was like the main thing.
Yeah,
right?
Man, if you didn't have toast, then who are you? Get out of here.
Before anybody finishes that email, we know that there weren't toasters.
Yeah.
Or as far as we know, right? Let's keep it safe. So they were able to do some forensic work on this by, analyzing xenon, a heavy inert gas, and this gas can stay imprisoned in minerals for billions of years. And because it's rare, scientists can use it to detect and trace these nuclear reactions, even those that occurred in primitive meteorites before the solar system happened.
Are you ready to fight back against crime? Hi, guys. Nancy Grace here, host of podcast Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. I've dedicated my life to fighting crime and helping crime victims. For a decade, I prosecuted violent felonies, personally investigating, prosecuting, and covering literally thousands of cases. It's so easy to think it will never happen to me or my family, but that is simply not true. Every day on Crime Stories with Nancy Grace, we shine a light on unsolved homicides, heat up cold cases, and help find missing people, especially children. We speak with family members, investigators, CSI, reporters, and experts in every field. Every day is a mission. Every day is a chance to stop crime and keep one more person safe. Listen to Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters.
It's an election year, so there's a lot of focus on the voters that TikTok is reaching.
The initial reaction is like, oh, things are looking so resilient.
I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I just don't see the political will down in Washington right now to change their tune.
I think the American electorate has been signaling that it expects a rematch of the 2020 election. These are unprecedented times.
With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I am the ferryman.
In the shadows of the afterlife, the ferryman of souls guides America's most influential spirits to their eternal rest.
Where are you taking me?
Are you death?
This road is not on any map.
How much for a ticket?
All I ask for in payment is a tail.
I don't know who got to Kennedy first.
And the devastation those first bombs caused.
I've never been to hell, but I know intimately the hymns of the damned.
All 12 episodes of The Passage are available now. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
That's, hold on a second, calculating, understanding, nope, okay. So Ben,
mm-hmm.
Let's get to the meat of this.
Okay.
Seriously.
Yeah.
How did this happen? Why didn't, when it became this more volatile version.
Right.
Of uranium, why didn't it just explode or decay further?
Yeah, yeah. Since we're a family show, I guess the best way to say it is, why didn't the sleeve hit the fan?
Yeah.
And there
we
go.
Pull the rest of the uranium up into the fan and then just got thrown
just around,
the room. Yeah, all the change fell out of its pocket.
Yeah. That's a great question. And from what we're seeing, at least everything we found, is that the Oklo reactors kind of regulated themselves in a really neat way. The most likely candidate for this regulation would be groundwater. So here's what they think happened.
Okay.
They think that the nuclear chain reaction was happening and there was water around to act as that neutron moderator to slow the neutrons so that they could continue the reaction. As the reactor, or the reaction area maybe is a better way to say it, reached a critical level or critical temperature, the water boiled away, and then the chain reaction would have ceased and cooled off to the point where water could come back, and then it starts again.
Oh, that's crazy. So it was functioning as a nuclear reactor the way we use them now, by dipping the rods into the water and then taking the rods out of the water and causing the reaction. This is crazy.
Yeah.
Whoa, man. That's weird to think about, that a natural process could do the same thing that we spend hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars to produce.
Yeah, it just happened.
But it did it over a long period of time, and still, that's mind-boggling. Okay, so when they're looking at the Oklo reactor, they found that it switched on for about 30 minutes, then off for at least 2.5 hours. And they see this in almost all the deposits. So not only is the groundwater going over it and accounting for the self-regulation, it protected these reactors from destruction. And in this way, it was really effective. Not only was it not allowing any kind of meltdown or explosion during these kinds of years, but it was just regulating the thing to an extent where you have this beautiful chain reaction that they can now see.
And here's another weird thing that just happened. It stored nuclear waste really well. I mean, that's something that humans still haven't really cracked the code on. There are some amazing ideas, as a matter of fact, about how to warn future civilizations, not necessarily humans, to stay away from nuclear waste.
Yeah, trying to come up with a universal sign that anyone from any time would be able to go, okay, I'm not going near there.
Yeah, it's crazy when you think about that. If the human race were to just die, right, something happens, only a few enclaves of people are alive for a while, and then by a few hundred years, they've dwindled, and like the last person dies, and then buildings crumble, great stone monuments also crumble, the seas and the forest take over the cities. And eventually, the only thing that an alien civilization would see that was a sign we were there would be nuclear waste.
Yeah.
Which is totally like...
because it would be anomalous to the natural settings. They would find the Oklo. It would be like stumbling upon that our version of the Oklo reactors. Just now they're in these weird deposits. Why is all this uranium and plutonium over here?
Yeah, and that's a weird thing, because although we have not cracked the code, we being the human species, not you and I, Matt, we do know that this proves a tremendously efficient nuclear reactor, if not a tremendously powerful one. And that's where we go to the crazy stuff, because we have been saying for the entirety of this podcast, and all of that just happened.
Mm-hmm.
Or did it?
Ooh, dun, dun, dun.
So here's the deal. We talked about this in the vlog when we were covering this, and in the vlog, we talked about how they buried the lead in one of these Scientific American articles, and they said, maybe we should just do the quote.
Okay, here's the quote. The Oklo reactors may teach scientists about possible shifts in what was formerly thought to be a fundamental physical constant, one called alpha, which controls such universal qualities as the speed of light.
Boom. I can't think of an appropriate sound effect. Maybe our super producer Noel has one. Yep, that's it. That's the perfect one, because that is mind-blowing. The idea that all of these constants we perceive in the universe may not be as constant as we think. You know, do they change if you're in another neighborhood of reality?
Are you ready to fight back against crime? Hi guys, Nancy Grace here, host of podcast Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. I've dedicated my life to fighting crime and helping crime victims. For a decade, I prosecuted violent felonies, personally investigating, prosecuting, and covering literally thousands of cases. It's so easy to think it will never happen to me or my family, but that is simply not true. Every day on Crime Stories with Nancy Grace, we shine a light on unsolved homicides, heat up cold cases, and help find missing people, especially children. We speak with family members, investigators, CSI, reporters, and experts in every field. Every day is a mission. Every day is a chance to stop crime and keep one more person safe. Listen to Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters.
It's an election year, so there's a lot of focus on the voters that TikTok is reaching.
The initial reaction is like, oh, things are looking so resilient.
I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I just don't see the political will down in Washington right now to change their tune.
I think the American electorate has been signaling that it expects a rematch of the 2020 election. These are unprecedented times.
With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I am the ferryman.
In the shadows of the afterlife, the ferryman of souls guides America's most influential spirits to their eternal rest.
Where are you taking me?
Are you death?
This road is not on any map.
How much for a ticket?
All I ask for in payment is a tale.
I don't know who got to Kennedy first.
And the devastation those first bombs caused.
I've never been to hell, but I know intimately the hymns of the damned.
All 12 episodes of The Passage are available now. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
It's possible, but we have to remember this is one version, one subject, one time that we are noticing that this constant isn't the same, right?
Right, yep.
So any of you out there, shrugging and going, oh, God, They don't understand. Just note that we do understand that this is one instance of a constant that seems to not be the same, right?
The speed of light, it just sounds so emo now. They just don't understand the speed of light. It's true. And it's a really good observation because what we're finding is bizarre because we know that now a reaction like this probably wouldn't occur in the wild. There's simply not enough uranium in those deposits. So how did it work differently? Was there just more U-235 in these deposits? Did it somehow take less of it? Did nuclear reactions, work differently? What we're seeing is that the fundamental concepts of the glue binding the spine of the universe into a book may just be non-existent, or as you said, just in our neighborhood.
Or Ben, here's the best theory. What if this is a sign of ancient technology? What if this was made this way? What if aliens?
Or what if we're the aliens who found the nuclear waste?
Ooh.
You know? Are we a butterfly having a dream, et cetera, right?
Et cetera. Yeah, that's how that is.
That one? Yeah. Yeah. I can't remember. No, I'm kidding. We do remember the whole quote, but it is a nice way to flip the perspective. So yeah. What if it was somehow made? Here's the deal. If it was made by people, and if ancient history is remotely true, then people would have to be around way longer than we thought. It's, if this thing really is 2 billion years old, then there's no one we know of who would be capable of doing that. People weren't around. We were just a twinkle in the universe's eye.
Unless it's been so long since the previous iteration of intelligence on this planet, Ben, that we didn't find anything, like you said, but the uranium deposit.
Which is weird because that, from what we know about the formation of the Earth, whomever was surviving, right, who would be intelligent enough to create a nuclear reaction, they had to be some hard cases because Earth was a brutal place. And,
yeah, it was.
Billions of years ago. I don't know. We received some interesting letters, from people before about doing an ancient technology podcast. And we know that a lot of the skeptical folks listening in the audience will roll their eyes and say, this is not worth it. But, newsflash, there really has been ancient lost technology that was rediscovered, right?
Oh, yeah. You can look at the Antikythera mechanism. Mm-hmm. We talked about that before in a video podcast a long time ago.
Yep.
I'd love to do an audio show about that. Then you even got the Greek fire.
Right. Yeah, that is that was a weapon that the Greeks would use, and the secret of making this was lost for a very long time. That's not the only example, of course. We can have an entire other show about historical or archaeological anachronisms, mm-hmm. you know, things out of time.
Baghdad batteries.
Right, yeah, Baghdad batteries, which I think was used for silver plating, but I'm not sure. We'll wait for it.
Yeah.
Sorry, Matt. So we want to know what you think. Now, we've gotten some great letters about, especially in South Asia areas, mm-hmm. Pakistan, Bangladesh, India.
Yeah.
We've gotten letters about various descriptions of what may be ancient technology. And we know that historically, India is a powerhouse of brilliant innovations. You know, a lot of – if you're not familiar with some of the history of – inventions and concepts that come from South Asia, then, you know, take an afternoon off, tell your boss you're going to learn about the world.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll be fine with that.
Right. Doesn't everybody get a day off to learn about the world?
At least a day.
And we'd like to know your suggestions of what sort of ancient technology we should look at. And if you think it is possible, tell us this. Do you think it is possible that humanity as we know it has gotten the entire story of history wrong? And when I say that, what I mean is, do you think it's possible that there could have been some other civilization that was responsible for, nuclear reactors? Because it looks like everything we see, it looks like these just happened. Mm-hmm. As ridiculously weird as that sounds.
And they've yet to be explained perfectly, but they've been explained adequately, at least for me.
Yeah, yeah. It seems like just the lottery of strange coincidences and just right moments, unless that is somehow an intelligent force made them. But then the question would be, why haven't we seen anything else?
Because, you know, Ben, I hear that there are no coincidences. At least that's what I hear.
I got a fortune cookie that said that one time. That was a weird moment in my life. So I was like, oh, this is also not a coincidence. Mm. Yeah. You ever have those days where everything seems laden with meaning and symbolic and stuff?
All the time.
Yeah, it happens to me when I don't get enough sleep, which is all the time.
All right, guys. So write to us. You can find us on Facebook. You can find us on Twitter. We are at Conspiracy Stuff on both of those. If you don't want to do that whole social media rigmarole, go ahead and send us an email. We are conspiracy@howstuffworks.com.
For more on this topic and other unexplained phenomena, visit testtube.com/conspiracy stuff. You can also get in touch on Twitter at the handle @conspiracystuff.
Stuff. Live Nation presents Concert Week.
From now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 summer shows.
That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage,
Alanis Morissette,
Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber,
Dierks Bentley,
Janet Jackson, Meghan Trainor,
Peso Pluma,
Sean Paul, Sum 41, and many more.
For way less.
Grab your tickets now through May 14th to see all of the artists you love all summer long for just $25 each.
Visit LiveNation.com/concertweek to buy now.
That's LiveNation.com/concertweek to buy now.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Join late night legend Jon Stewart and the best news team for today's biggest headlines, exclusive extended interviews, and more. Now this is a second term we can all get behind. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.